who's screwing you.
Y'all ready to have some fun tonight? We got a whole bunch of people getting screwed. So pick your mind up out of the gutter and join the fun. Come on! You'll never know just who's screwing you. All you're gonna know is just what you gotta do. You gotta sing the song and have some fun. There's a bunch of senses that you'll get to screw someone. We got Skywish. We got Valkyrie Celeste. We got Blackjack AB. And you know what they're here to do? That's right, screw you!
Hello and welcome to Who's Screwing You? I am here tonight with Valkyrie Celeste. Yay, Valk. I don't know if she can talk tonight because Starbucks is like super, super loud. I have no idea why. It's probably like free coffee night or something. But I have two guest judges with us because Blackjack is celebrating his sister's birthday. So with me is, oh my God, Awkward Turtle.
Hello.
And Zane.
Where am I?
You're in Who's Screwing You land.
I don't want to know who's screwing me.
That's good, because on this show, you might never know. All right. So basically, what happens in this show is all the contestants get to select songs for other contestants to sing. And it's kind of like a Sing It Mafia, where they never really will figure out who screwed them unless they dig around a little bit. So, to start us off, we have Saucia, and she will be singing Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith. Y'all ready to listen?
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, everyone. It's Saucia. So, my pet doggy Coco still hasn't come home yet. So, you know, at this point, I'm just waiting for him to come home. So whoever took him, you know who you are. Give him back. Oh, and I'm not really sure who listened to the after party or not last week, but in case you haven't heard, I am offering 100,000 VH dollars to whoever can get somebody off the show. And that sounds a little confusing, but basically it can be anyone. Let me give you an example. Let's say my name is Filthy McCore Dylan Collins, and I got a Buttface Rochelle McGee as my screw. If Filthy McCore Dylan Collins gives her a screw that gets her off the show, I will give them 100,000 VH dollars. But you have to dedicate the cut to me. You have to say, in an intro before your song, Saucia, I'm getting Buttface Rochelle McGee cut from the show, or something along the lines like that. And if Buttface Rochelle McGee just happens to be cut that episode, I will give you 100,000 VH dollars, okay? Okay. Now let's say you didn't get Buttface Rochelle McGee as your screw. That's okay. Just lie about it. And if she happens to get cut from the show, well then you get 100,000 VH dollars. Easy. Okay, that aside, it's time to get drunk and party up in this bitch.
Now Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecue, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And bitch, you don't have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable, and in 14 years they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up, let's have a party. to my Castello, and you are the fruit to my womb. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me, when I'm not the least bit sarcastic, when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No, no, God, no.
You're my friend. You're my friend.
Friend, yeah, lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Proceed to party.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Red Solo Cup, I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Proceed to party.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Proceed to party.
Proceed to party.
And that was Sasia singing Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith. Dude, that was so awesome. Did you hear, like, oh my gosh, that was like nothing like the original song. That was so cool. I really liked that. Oh my gosh.
It's like, it was like a Kesha cover.
Yeah. Was it, is this actually like an, a legit Kesha cover?
No.
No?
Well, I don't think.
I think
actually, if it was probably was a Kesha cover, it wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Definitely.
Because like, I started this thing where I've like heard the songs of Tonight before listening to the covers of everybody, and this is like nothing like the original. I loved this to pieces. I thought it was so like, wow, like it was a legit funky dance song, and the quality was amazing. I'm just like, I'm wondering if she created this herself. This is so good. I don't really have anything bad to say. It was awesome.
I think she should put this on Hit Singles.
I think so too. I'm like, I was like wowed because I was expecting like the drawling Toby Keith sound. Like, do you guys know this actual song?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was like, it's a weird song. This was so catchy. And Sasia, you crack me up with the beginnings, how she always does these like shout outs. Like, the last couple episodes, she's always made a hilarious shout out to the other contestants. And I love it. You're so fun, Sasia. Turtle, what'd you think?
I think that the mixing was really, really awesome. And I like the talky parts. And the performance was great.
Mm-hmm. Zane?
Yes?
What did you think?
I liked it.
You liked it?
It was good, yes. Yes, it was good. I especially liked the part where she talked about Abbott and Costello.
Yes. Nice. Very nice.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read Balk's critique since it's super, super, super noisy. Balk says, the opening message was so funny. I hope someone lies next round for my enjoyment. And if they don't get cut, you can be like, rage and throw a chair. I've never heard this song before and don't think I really want to after hearing this. This was hilarious. I legit laughed at when you stopped the music and was like, the cup is my friend. It was so funny. I love the energy you had and this was so cute. And the autotune was a nice touch. I adored this. Yeah, Sasia. You are amazing, girl. Okay. So I can reveal, oh, by the way, like after every song, the contestants, well, not after, but like when they send me their song choices, they can tell me if they want to be revealed on the show or not. And so it really adds like this mafia aspect. So like people can stay anonymous if they so choose, if they really screwed someone over who happens to be like their alliance or something. So, yeah. So I can reveal who gave this song to Sasia.
But I do have to say though, whoever gave the song to Sasia, they really were, if they were trying to screw over, I think they failed.
Oh, totally. I mean, it's a weird screw to start with because the song, it's just an odd song, but it's a funny song. So, like, I think really, like, performance-wise, I don't think this is a good, would have been a good screw, even if she did, like, Toby Keith version. I'm seriously, Sasha, you have to tell me if you made this, like, cover up yourself, because this was incredible. Sasia, the person who gave you this song was Melly. So, Melly.
I could totally see that.
Yeah. Melly's given country songs, it seems.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. So, up next tonight, we have Rochelle Euler. And,
ooh.
Yeah. And Rochelle is singing Mikazuki by Ayaka, or the English version of that, which is Crescent Moon by Charisse. So let's listen in.
That's a long name.
We always were together, walking the same road, you and me, like destiny. But then the path and parted, you went down one road and I went the other way. Loneliness a feeling in my heart is all I have to hold today. Looking at the sky that's almost just about to cry, I have to say, I can't help but think of you. Oh, oh, oh. I'm beneath the night and you're not there. No, I won't cry, won't cry anymore. Trying hard to live a life without you. Too peaceful when I think about you. Maybe you're seeing the same big star, a crescent moon glazed into the night. It's a night they're bringing us together. You know I love you more than ever. Ooh, oh. The days are getting colder, keeping my hands warm by myself, reality. I miss your arms so badly, wanting you here with me. Want you here with me. Even though you call me and tell me how much you love me, I get blue. And you know I wanna hear it, but I really don't like to leave on you. So I'll wipe the tears away. I'm beneath the night and you're not there. No, I won't cry, won't cry anymore. Trying hard to live a life without you. Too peaceful when I think about you. Wonder when I will see you again. Until that time, I guess I'll have to live. Feeling the power you gave me when you hold me close and said I always love you. I'm reaching out to you, caressing moon.
And that was Rochellular singing Crescent Moon by Charisse. Woo! All right, who wants to take this one first?
When you say Charisse, I always think of, like, Charisse instead.
Yes, I love Charisse. She's so cute. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think Charisse, isn't that, like, the girl from Glee? Like, am I wrong? You know the one that the main character, Rachel, sends to, like, some asylum or something?
Asylum? Oh, yeah.
Isn't that Charisse?
Yeah.
The one where they sing the telephone duet?
Mm-hmm. She's Filipino.
Filipinos. Awesome. Represent, yo.
My pride.
Do you want to go first, Turtle?
Sure. I thought this was really pretty, and I really like your high notes on the moon. That was, like, really nice to listen to, because it was just such a big note jump. Mm-hmm. I think you did a good job.
Definitely. Zane, what did you think?
Well, I'm just glad this wasn't in actually Japanese. That it actually was in English.
Are you not a Japanese fan, Zane?
I don't mind Japanese, but
I thought you loved, like, anime and stuff.
I love anime. I love the songs of Full Metal. I love all the openings from Full Metal Alchemist.
But you don't like the language?
I like the language. It's just I don't understand the language.
What about the language?
There's nothing wrong with the language. Anybody out there who's Japanese, I am not dissing on you guys.
Hey, Zane.
Canadians, maybe, but
watch
not you guys.
Watch your language.
But no, I thought this was actually, it sounded very pretty. I have to say, it sounded really, really pretty. And, you know, I liked it.
Cool, cool. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read Valk's. Valk says, I didn't really like this reach. Sideways, slanty face. Like, I feel like there was a big disconnect between you and the emotion of the song. I think that's common with English lyrics for Japanese songs, though. The vocal jumps in the verses sounded really nasal to me, and kind of like you were trying to imitate the singer, though I've never really heard the singer before. The jumps in the chorus, like the high notes, sounded really tense, and I wished you had opened your throat a bit more to make the sound more open. It was okay, but not, like, great for me, sadly. And then I say, I really liked your tone on this. I think you almost had, like, a little bit of, like, an edge on your voice, and not edge, like, rock style, but, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just felt, like, a little bit different than how I'm used to hearing you, which was kind of cool, gave it a cool feel. I really like this song. When I looked it up, I was like, ooh, this is really pretty. And I thought you sounded really pretty on it. I liked your little mini vocal inflections here and there where you did, like, a super mini run. Like, it was so, like, tiny mini run, but it was super pretty and cool. I kind of agree with Valk on the higher notes bit. I wish they were a little bit more, like, open. But it's a huge jump up to those high notes. And I think, like, you did them really pretty. Like, you know, that was good. It was very good. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about this one. And unfortunately, I can't tell you who quote-unquote screwed you. I don't really think this was much of a screw because I'm sure you had fun singing it, even though in her email she said, unintentional screw. And I was like, oh no, it'll be okay, I hope. And I think it was all right. It was good. But we shall see how the night goes, eh? Eh.
The only cool word from Canada.
The only was cool a. word from Canada. What other yes. words are from Canada?
A is universal.
I don't know. That's the only other word I know of Canadians that they say A. But A is such a cool word because it's just so random.
It's universal.
Mm-hmm. A?
Yeah.
It's like an alphabet letter.
I know. It's awesome. That's what makes it awesome. Just throw in an extra A there, and then it's boom.
I think what makes it Canadian is the Y at the end of the, like, A-Y.
Is it Y at the end?
Because then that's, like, when you write it, like, A is universal, but then if you put a Y next to it, it's, like, A. I don't know. maybe.
I don't really understand like the actual development of the like the characteristics of a Canadian accent, like how it would jump from like being British to like, you know, yeah.
Or like
I guess that's what happens when British English and French clash.
Yeah, I mean they have like a whole side that's French. So
oui, like, oui, that's what's wrong with him.
Oh wowzy.
You know that?
Huh?
This is what I heard. Like Montreal is like they're really stuck up and they're trying to be like their own country. Like they're out. Like you have to learn. French is like the number one language in Montreal or something like that.
And they're like stuck up about it?
Yeah.
Wow. Valk says, who's screwing you racism? Oh my god.
Well, technically
I like how Canadians say sorry. Have you heard?
Sorry.
Yeah, like they're like sorry or something like that. Like it's like
that's the reason why the most epic song ever created for a parody was Canadian Idiot. Yes, I said that.
You know, Melly watches this. Well, she's on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Saying you started this.
Yeah, I know. I have. People are gonna kill me. I know that, Melly. I'll be getting message from Melly, like, Canada doesn't suck.
Just like that. That's exactly how Melly talks.
Is Melly the next person up?
No. So
that'd be hilarious
is.
If it was.
So let's listen to Soyala.
Yay!
So Yala's singing a song called Your Love, and yeah, so I think I'm missing a part of the title, but I didn't write down the whole title, I guess. I just write Your Love. Awesome. All right, let's listen to Soyala.
Okay.